We've been checking in on the week's political news on Thursday mornings here on WKAR. I'm Emily Fox, and I'm joined by Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth to fill us in on the latest. Good morning, Shayna.
Good morning, Emily.
Let's talk about the politics of water. There were some developments this week regarding the controversial Line 5 pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. What's the latest?
Well, apparently there is an agreement between Governor Rick Snyder and his administration and Enbridge, which owns the Line 5 pipeline. And this is by no means a done deal yet. There's still other agreements that have to be made. And, you know, all this has, you know, have to go through the legal processes of all this. But the plan essentially is that they are going to build in that section of underwater pipeline. They are going to build a new line and they're going to encase that line in a multi-use tunnel. So the thinking is that if something happens to the line itself, there's this extra layer of protection. And then when it comes to the current Line 5, they are going to decommission it. And it's unclear yet what they're going to do with that line once it's decommissioned, if they're going to just sort of leave it as is and keep an eye on it, if they're going to figure out a way to take it out. So there's a lot of unanswered questions at this point. However, it does seem clear going forward that the plan is for Enbridge to figure out how to build this tunneled pipeline, and then Enbridge would have this 99-year lease and take care of all the costs of maintenance and upkeep and things like that.
Remind us again why this pipeline is so controversial.
Oh, there's a lot of reasons.
It's old.
It is.
Falling apart, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, if you ask Enbridge, it's in perfectly good shape, and it looks great for 65. But yeah, it is. It's a very old pipeline. There have been issues with some anchor strikes in the past. You know, recently there was cable fluid that was leaking into the Great Lakes. And then there was this other, you know, what turned out to be some sort of anchor strike that hit it and caused a small leak. And really what environmentalists are saying is that, look, it is a pipeline in our Great Lakes, and any sort of anchor strike, which is a, you know, a very real concern, or any sort of, you know, leak due to age or due to weathering or due to bad weather or anything that happens could destroy our Great Lakes. And you know, although this line is responsible for carrying, you know, crude oil and natural gas liquids from the Lower Peninsula to the Upper Peninsula, they say really that, you know, the UP isn't getting that much of a benefit from this, and that really Enbridge is reaping so much of a benefit from this, whereas at the end of the day, the risk to the Great Lakes just should far surpass whatever Enbridge is getting out of this.
And we should remind people also, Enbridge is the same company behind the Kalamazoo River spill that we saw a few years ago. They're the same company that owns this Line 5. In other water health news, State House Democrats have sent a letter asking the state auditor to investigate the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality's handling of the state's PFAS problem. Are they worried we have another Flint water crisis on our hands?
You know, I don't know that people are necessarily calling this the next Flint. Well, I mean, I'm sure some people are, but I think overall the concern is, look, we have some 20% of, you know, our nation's fresh water, and we have people who can't drink their water. So this has become a very huge concern. So what's been going on is that Democrats have been calling for a lot of oversight meetings. They haven't been getting them because Republicans are saying, look, this just isn't the time for that. There's a lot of research because PFAS are this sort of emerging contaminant. So we're trying to, you know, get all the information that we can and work on that. So they called for the Auditor General to look into the Department of Environmental Quality's handling of PFAS. Whether or not that's going to happen is up in the air right now.
The November election is now about a month away. What will you be watching for as we get closer to the election?
You know, I've been really keeping an eye on ads right now. There's been a lot of really aggressive ads. Some of the candidates are going a little bit harder at their opponents than others. Some of the ads are not necessarily super accurate, which is something I'm always concerned about. So I always tell people that if you are watching a candidate's ad, do not take it at face value. Do your research. And I'm just constantly encouraging people to become very informed voters right now.
Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth, thanks so much.
Thank you.